AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Police in New York say the woman who died after being set on fire in a New York subway train earlier this month was a 57-year-old. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
Debrina Kawam from Toms River, New Jersey, is the woman seen on video being burned to death on a New York City subway in Brooklyn on December 22nd. Mayor Eric Adams.
She had a brief stint in our homeless shelter system. And, you know, our hearts goes out to the family. A horrific incident.
Sebastian Zepeda was arrested the same day and charged with murder. ICE says the 33-year-old is in the country illegally from Guatemala. Prosecutors say there's video of him lighting Kawam, who was apparently sleeping on the train, on fire, fanning the flames, and then sticking around and watching. Prosecutors say Zepeda told investigators he didn't remember because he'd been drinking. Julie Walker, New York.
New York is getting ready for the big New Year's Eve party in Times Square tonight. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says there will be lots of security.
Spectators should expect to be screened by our counterterrorism officers at these access points.
Las Vegas's pyrotechnic show will be on the Strip with 340,000 people anticipated as fireworks are launched from the rooftops of casinos. Police in Ohio say a man who was shot dead last month as authorities attempted to serve him with an indictment on federal gun charges has been identified as the killer of an 18-year-old woman in a case that had gone unsolved for 43 years. Panama is celebrating the 25th anniversary of the U.S. handover of the Panama Canal, which President-elect Donald Trump has threatened to take back. The ceremony included a moment of silence for former President Jimmy Carter, who negotiated the canal takeover deal in 1999. Trump has asserted a 1977 treaty foolishly gave the canal away. This is AP News. The late President Jimmy Carter was known for his love of music, especially country music. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta. All the
gold. Gatlin of the Gatlin Brothers had been friends with former President Jimmy Carter for decades. The Gatlins even performed at Carter's campaign events, and that led to a show that Gatlin will never forget. He says the band was in the middle of their first song and saw a sight they could not believe.
The Ku Klux Klan showed up with their little band and their little marching white uniforms and burning crosses.
Gatlin says he's been interrupted many times during a concert, but that one sticks out. He says he was friends with Carter all these years because Carter was just a regular guy. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Netflix says it averaged more than 30 million viewers globally for its NFL Christmas Day doubleheader. The two games between Baltimore and Houston and Kansas City and Pittsburgh are also the most streamed in NFL history in the U.S. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.